that made Bluff, this was a very common occurrence to see the wagons with cotton in the fall to come in. I thought I'd just kind of jump through this a little bit, then I'll answer your question.
Oh, sure.
And this was just nothing but mud, and they would have the people who were in jail. We kids pass and see those men with the balls on there, and they'd be scraping the walkway off so you could cross.
Oh.
And this all this was mud in here. But the old light poles, aren't they old timey?
Oh, yeah.
The old wagons, mule teams. My husband could give you a lot of material, but he won't do it. Mm-hmm. He started here earlier than I did. Now, you remember the air base made this up for us.
Oh, that's who made it.
And that's why that has a lot of the present as well as the past.
Uh-huh, sure.
And wait a minute. I'm going back, you know, that's most people do.
Mm-hmm.
I did not see this Mr. Bly, mm-hmm. but I have seen, this is Miss Jessie Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This was the granddaughter of Mr. Bly, Miss Eaton Harden. She passed away.
Oh, she
but,
did.
But Miss Jessie Taylor lives here on Main Street, and she's listed as Gladys.
Mm-hmm.
She can give you some interesting events, and she was born here, I imagine she was. Isn't it funny that the first Mr. had five wives?
Isn't it something?
I'm telling you, I got so tickled when I read that. He was like many in the early days, his wives died young, married five times. He had nine children.
Mm. Isn't that something?
Oh, how they went into it. Now, this is a lot
they
of
really
scenes.
Did go into that.
Oh,
didn't
yeah. Now, this is a lot of scenes in Blythe. I remember when the cars used to be parked out in front there. That was later. That's long in 22. This the old Crest store has been here a long time, a Christensen store. I was sorry they went out.
Oh, when did they went out?
The Walmart people bought
them. Oh, the Walmart.
Was it Walmart or TGNY? I've forgotten which it was. Mm-hmm. And they parked this way, angle parting like we do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now our Main Street is awfully pretty. I love the way. I just love it.
I think it's beautiful.
And
love it. I've seen only one other town like that. I saw a town
there's
like
only
that.
Four in the state.
I saw one in Louisiana, a town called Eunice, Louisiana, that was like that. I was just passing through there, although it's not as large as Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's that pattern, and I thought, isn't that pretty? But it's much prettier here. It's even because there's more greenery and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Two major areas that made Bible grow was the Frisco Railroad come through here between Memphis and St. Louis.
Oh, I see.
And then another, the logging routes.
Oh.
There was so much logging. The Chicago Mill Lumber Company was at the west end of Blythe down, way down on 21st Street down in there. It's a great big old place.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's all residence now. A lot of things, you know, have been destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a great lumber company, and they pulled the tray, you might say. The log wagons came and they come in with raw logs.
Oh.
And my father worked there.
Oh, he did?
Mm, back in the early days. I was trying to remember. It must have been, he hadn't been here but a short time till he got a job there, so it had to be about, we come in 1907, so it had to be about
in the Bible. Mm-hmm.
We came all the way from Arnold Rail, which I was born out at Tomato. They called it, wait a minute, but it really wasn't Tomato. I was born at Thayer's Mill, but it tumbled in the river.
Oh, no!
A big hotel tumbled in the river.
Oh, no.
See, it eats on this Arkansas side.
Oh, it does. Mm. The Mississippi.
Yeah, it widens along there.
Oh,
and we've got. We've got the. Our biggest worry around. This is so low in your lowlands.
Oh.
And it's not like Tennessee, you know, they say Tennessee Real Foot Lake, you know, was caused by earthquakes.
Yeah.
But this part of the country, but you'd have to have more history on it than I can give you. But anyhow, up near New Madrid, Missouri, and all up in there, they said this land just look like it sunk. And this is all lowland in here.
Mm-hmm.
But the crops, girl, you can raise. Oh, it's so rich land in here.
Oh, really?
Now, they rush it now, you know. With we grow, listen, you know, it's known for its cotton.
Yeah.
It's cotton producing. Of course, now remember the cash crop. The government has urged people not to plant too much cotton.
Oh, yeah.
But I had something else I wanted to talk to you about here.